Hey everyone, welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, we've all been there. That feeling when your mind starts racing like a hamster on caffeine. We're gnawing at the edges of your thoughts, fear whispering doubts in your ear, anxiety pulling you down into its swirling vortex. It's exhausting, isn't it? But guess what? You don't have to surrender to the overthinking monster. Today, we're diving deep into letting go of those fears and anxieties because a quiet mind is a powerful mind. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? But trust me, it's more achievable than you might realize. Here's the deal. Fear often stems from our perception of things we think might happen in the future. It's like that movie playing on repeat in your head, except it's a disaster flick and you're the star. But here is a secret weapon: the past is gone, the future hasn't arrived yet, and all you have is this precious present moment. That's where we need to focus our energy. Think of it like a mental tug of war. Your fears are pulling you one way, but with conscious effort, you can pull yourself back towards the center, that space of calm and clarity. Number one, acknowledge your fear. Don't try to sweep it under the rug. Accept that these feelings are real, they exist, but they don't have to control you. Imagine a scary movie monster lurking in your closet. Acknowledging its presence is the first step towards bravely facing it, right? It takes away its power when we don't shy away from it. Number two, challenge those negative thoughts. When fear starts whispering those what-if scenarios, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Often, our anxieties are based on assumptions and not facts. We tend to magnify the negatives and minimize the positives. So flip the script. Actively seek out evidence that contradicts those fears. Number three, focus on what you can control. There's a whole lot in life we can't control: the weather, traffic jams, other people's opinions. But we can control our reactions to these things. Choose to focus your energy on actions within your sphere of influence. Take small steps towards your goals, practice mindfulness techniques, and nurture healthy habits. It's like that saying, you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. Number four, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember that everyone experiences fear and anxiety. Sometimes it's a normal part of being human. Don't beat yourself up when those feelings arise. Instead, offer yourself words of encouragement, just as you would a good friend going through the same thing. And finally, number five, seek support. Don't be afraid to reach out for help if you need it. Talk to trusted friends or family members, join a support group, or consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Okay, let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing strategist who's about to pitch her big idea to the company executives. Her heart is pounding in her chest, palms are sweaty, and she can't stop replaying potential what-if scenarios in her head. What if they reject it? What if she freezes up? Now, Sarah knows these anxieties, but instead of letting them paralyze her, she takes a deep breath, acknowledges those feelings, reminds herself that she's prepared and capable, and focuses on delivering her message with passion and confidence. And guess what? She nails the pitch. The executives are impressed, her idea is greenlit, and Sarah feels a surge of accomplishment, all because she learned to manage those fears and anxieties head on. So there you have it. Remember, letting go of fear and anxiety isn't about becoming fearless or pretending they don't exist. It's about recognizing their power, challenging their grip on your thoughts, and choosing to focus on the present moment with courage and clarity. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful for managing your anxieties? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and empowerment together. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox so you never miss an episode filled with practical tools and inspiration for navigating life's ups and downs. Keep those minds quiet, hearts open, and spirits soaring. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.